Here's a thought I'll title 20 times. I wish I could tell you that I remember distinctly the first time I ever saw Edward Weston's Pepper Number 30, but I don't. And I wish I could tell you I remember precisely the first time I ever saw Winn-Bullock's Navigation Without Numbers, but I don't. I don't remember the first time I saw Monolith Face of Half Dome or Clearing Winter Storm, or as far as that goes, any photograph. I have to see a photograph over and over again before I really see it, before it makes such an impression on my mind that I can bring it up in my mind's eye without actually having the photograph in front of me. The idea that photography is something to be glanced at just sits wrong with me on so many levels because that's never been my experience. When I glance at a photograph, it takes about as long to forget it as I spent looking at it. So if I glance at it, it's gone a glance later. And I'm talking about the most famous photographs in the world, the most favorite photographs in my life. They all require time. A parallel to this might be easier for us photographers to understand, and that's music. Do you know a piece of music the first time you hear it? Can you sing it the first time you hear it? Can you remember the melody the first time you hear it? Or is there something in the repetition that makes it memorable? Is that something that has to do with our minds and our brains? Or is it something that has to do with just the nature of consciousness? Now, after I've listened to a piece of music, let's say 20 times or so, I start to own it. I start to have it in my mind. If I really want to appreciate a live performance of music, let's say, the best way for me to do that is to listen to it over and over and over and over again in recordings before I go to the live concert. That way, I know the music, I can anticipate it, I can be there with it, I can be carried away in the moment because I know what's coming, and to some degree, even the variations, the way different musicians play a song. But if I hear a song for the first time, it's probably gone. So it might be worth just a moment or two to think about what that means to look at a photograph 20 times. It doesn't mean to glance at it 20 times, because glancing at a photograph 20 times, none of which have an impression, doesn't really add to our ability to remember that photograph. When I say 20 times to look at a photograph, I'm talking about spending time with the image. I'm talking about thinking about it, searching for metaphor in my responses, thinking deeply about why the photographer made this particular photograph at this angle with this processing and this focal length lens and etc. Trying to touch what the photograph means to me on an emotional level. What does it remind me of? What does it feel like? Where does this photograph sit in the history of my other collection of photographs that I carry around in my mental gallery, or perhaps even to my own work? I suspect not every photograph is worth taking this much time with. But I also would propose that an awful lot of photographs deserve a lot more time than we typically give them. Somehow, photography has become something that we fleetingly glance at. And maybe the only exception to that is when we see work in a gallery, but even in a gallery, we can fleetingly look at it and think we've seen it. I don't know where this came from in the history of photography. And it would be far too easy to make assumptions like, oh, it's the impact of television, modern media, and the bombardment of photographs that avalanche toward us every day. Perhaps, let's not forget, as photographic viewers, we do have the ability to control that to some degree. And that there are some photographs that are worth spending time with. And the best photographs will reward us for the time that we spend because they offer so much more than we'll ever see at a glance.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.